I'm really excited because today we're going to talk about the benefits of the keto lifestyle. Like, why would you want to do it? A lot of people are attracted to the keto lifestyle because they've seen or heard that other people have had success with weight loss. Now, I'm here to tell you that yes, people can lose weight, they can lose fat by following a keto lifestyle. But for me, it's pretty minor as far as the benefits go when compared to the importance of some of the other benefits that we're going to discuss today.
Want a simple way to cut carbs without complicated meal prep? Grab our free Fast Start to Keto kit today. Just use the link in the description.
Hey guys, it's Rebecca here with Keto Sistas. Welcome to another episode of Real Life Keto Radio. I wanted to apologize for not being able to be with you last week. We have had plumbers at our house pretty much every day last week, and they finished up today. So we've had a lot of noise and distraction, so it just wasn't possible for me to go live or to record anything for you guys. But I'm really excited to be back with you this week. It's 2 weeks ago now. We talked about the history of the keto diet, where it came from, what kind of science it's based on. And today we're going to talk about reasons that you might want to look into doing a keto diet, or if you're already doing a keto or a low carb diet. This episode may give you confirmation that you're doing the right thing for the right reasons. Let's go ahead and get that first benefit out of the way, and it's weight loss. Now, I'm a fitness instructor. I do believe that it's important to maintain a healthy weight. And if you have weight that you need to lose, yes, the keto lifestyle can be a great tool in doing that. How does it help you lose weight? Well, it will help you get your body into a state or a habit of burning fat for fuel. A lot of us, at least here in America, have gone sort of the low fat or no fat craze because we thought that eating fat made us fat. So reintroducing healthy fats into your lifestyle, eating a lower carb diet, that can help sort of retrain your body to do what it was designed to do and burn fat for fuel. It can be the fat that you consume on a keto diet, or, and this is how it helps with weight loss, it can be fat that you've stored. So when you do a keto lifestyle, when you're eating a keto diet, you're refreshing your body's ability to burn fat for fuel. Lowering carbs as part of a keto diet can help you lose weight because carbs can be very inflammatory and they cause us to be hungry. It gets us on that carb cycle where you eat, you have energy for a little bit, but then you're hungry again and you're left craving more and more. So by lowering the carbs that you're eating, you kind of get off that crazy carb cycle. Eating fat helps you feel full longer. So you will feel satisfied. You won't feel the need to snack as much. You won't actually feel the need to eat all the time like I did before I began my keto journey. Just cutting those carbs out or lowering your consumption of carbs, you're not eating the stuff that's making you fat. So by cutting that out, you can see how that might help you lose weight, as well as eating the fat that's keeping you feeling full and satisfied. When you are on a keto diet, you're going to find the longer you stay on that kind of lifestyle, you're going to crave carbs less and less. I know that seems crazy, but it's true. The longer you go without eating those carbs and the more you're eating a keto lifestyle, you're just not going to have that appetite. You're not going to have those cravings like you did before. So that leads you to be able to make better, healthier choices. And when you're making healthier choices as far as what you're putting in your body, you can see how that can help you either lose weight or maintain weight. It can also help you maybe exercise more. People find that when they're following a keto diet, they have more energy and it's long-lasting, sustained energy. If you have more energy, would you be more willing to go for a walk after dinner? Yes. Would you be more willing to sign up for a class at the gym? I'm going to guess yes. Better energy leads you to make better choices, not just what you put in your mouth, but also what you do with your body throughout the day. There's also evidence that a keto diet can improve your insulin sensitivity. A lot of us, we've kind of wrecked our metabolism. We've eaten a lot of carbs, a lot of processed foods. We don't sleep well. We don't manage stress well. So that kind of creates this whole like storm of bad effects on the brain and the body. So when you go back to eating how we were designed to eat and you're eating a keto diet, healthy fats, lower carbs, fewer processed foods, less fast food, then there is evidence that that can improve your insulin sensitivity, your tolerance for glucose, and being able to manage the glucose that you eat. And so that's just giving you a little bit more metabolic flexibility. You can burn fats for fuel, you can burn your carbs. And by reducing your insulin sensitivity, it takes less insulin for your body to respond how it's designed to respond. So what happens over years and years and years of eating tons of carbs, your body's trying to shuttle all of that sugar out of your system, and it uses insulin to do that. But insulin triggers the body to store that as fat, as fuel for later, right? That's what fat stores are. And the older we get and the more we've eaten that way, it takes more and more insulin, so we become less sensitive to it. But eating a keto diet, evidence has shown that that can help kind of restore your insulin sensitivity, which is great. A well-formulated ketogenic diet is helping you have better energy. It's helping you feel full. It's helping reduce your appetite, helping you reduce your craving for carbs and sugars. It's just making you a more efficient fat burner. And it can also improve your mood. And if you're in a better mood, just like with better energy, you are more likely to make better choices. So all of those things can help lead to weight loss or fat loss. But some of those same benefits have other benefits, if that makes sense. So if you can, for example, improve your insulin sensitivity, then there's a likelihood that it can help with some conditions. If you have diabetes or other metabolic disorders, getting your metabolism straightened out, you can see how that could be helpful for those. Now, I'm not a medical doctor. I don't make medical claims. I'm not saying that, hey, eat this way and all of your troubles will be solved. If you have a medical condition, obviously you need to work with your medical provider who knows your history and can help advise you. But I just encourage you to go out and look at some of the research that has come out about metabolic disorders and how changing your diet can actually help you deal with those symptoms. And in some cases, there is some evidence that maybe certain things can be reversed. Again, I'm not a medical professional. I'm not making medical claims. I'm just sharing with you what I've learned and what I've seen with the research. So it's a very exciting area of research because I always think, let food be thy medicine, right? Start with your food and your habits of what you're eating before you turn to medicine. Now, I'm not against medicine. I go to the doctor. I take medicine if I need it. But I'm not on any prescription medicines, and I'd like to keep it that way. And so I think that by adjusting or monitoring what I eat, how I move my body, how I treat my body, hopefully I can avoid some of the problems that other people experience. Another thing that ketones can do is for your brain. Your brain loves ketones, loves fat, loves ketones so much. And so a lot of people note that when they switch to a keto lifestyle, they get a lot of mental clarity. It's kind of funny because some people don't know they're in a brain fog until they're not in a brain fog anymore. So if you're one that goes into your room and forgets why you went there, if you're always misplacing your keys or you can't find your phone, or you just seem to not be operating on all cylinders, that might be what I consider to be brain fog. And so if you can improve your brain fog by improving the quality and the types of the food that you eat, I think that's well worth changing your diet. Or would love to see in the comments if you're already doing a keto diet and you're seeing that kind of benefits with mental clarity. Something else, there's evidence that eating a keto diet can reduce inflammation in the body. And this is key because inflammation causes a whole host of issues. Carbs, I can tell you, are very inflammatory. So if you're eating a diet that's cutting out inflammatory foods, you can see how that could be helpful, right? So if you've heard terms like oxidative stress or free radicals, a keto diet can help. It's a cleaner diet. It's a cleaner fuel source. And so you can help your body by not putting in inflammatory materials like carbs, your refined starches, your sugars, and things like that. So there are people that have had arthritis or fibromyalgia or certain conditions like that. And there's evidence that when they start a cleaner diet, taking out the processed foods, reducing all the sugars, the starches, that it can help with those symptoms. Again, no medical claims. Consult your doctor if you're suffering from any condition. But I would also have a discussion with your doctor about, hey, are there things that I can do with my diet? Changing things, adding things, eliminating things, reducing things that might help any symptoms that you're dealing with. I know that people, when they have taken a real life keto challenge, they remark at the end how they feel more mobile. They're not having as many problems with their joints. And this is just, you know, their testimonial evidence. It's just their explanation of how they're feeling better and moving better. So something that is well worth looking into if you're experiencing any kind of inflammation or difficulty moving or pain or stiffness. I think it's always well worth looking at your diet and what you're consuming. Something else that a keto diet can do, and this is one of my favorite benefits, mood, improving your mood. Now, I don't fully understand how this works. There's a lot of information out there about neurotransmitters and dopamine and serotonin. I don't really understand all that, but I can tell you when I have ketones in my body, my mood is improved. I'm happier. I feel less stressed. In the past, I've been a bit of a worrier. And so that's something that I've been working on. And I found that when I'm drinking ketones and I'm eating a lower carb, higher fat diet, that my mood has just improved. My kids, my husband, they like being around me more. I'm not as worked up about things, and it just helps me process things as they come without getting so worked up and emotional and just kind of like, oh, I have a clear mind and a better mood. And that just helps me approach any of the challenges that come forward in life. The brain benefits, knowing that I'm taking care of my brain, that my brain loves ketones, that I'm operating on a higher level with ketones, and that my mood is better. Those are two of my favorite benefits. Some other things that a keto diet can help lead to: improved digestion. And if you don't think that's important, I highly encourage you to do some research about the brain-gut connections. Sometimes you might see that the gut is referred to as our additional brain. And so I would just encourage you to do some research and to look into how important your digestive system is in relation to your body and your overall wellness and health. Another thing that's super important, especially as we get older, I'm in my 50s now, and so I want to get old. Like, I want to grow old, but I don't want to age. You know what I mean? I want longevity, but I also want my life to be full of good years, healthy years of living. Like, hanging on to your 80 or 90 and being miserable in your brain or your body, that does not sound attractive to me. So I really want to age well. And one of the things that ketones can do is help preserve and protect your lean muscle mass. As we get older, traditionally, our lean muscle mass decreases. That can cause a lot of issues. And so we want to maintain our lean muscle mass as long as we can and preserve it and even build it if that's possible, especially for those of you who have yo-yo dieted over the years, because that really messes with your metabolism and it can really hurt your muscle mass. Because if you are not eating enough calories, your body will break down its muscles to give you energy. Sometimes you think, well, dieting, if I eat less, if I really ratchet down my calories, I'm going to lose more. Not always true. And it's not always the weight you want to lose. Like, we're more concerned with fat loss, losing excess fat. We don't necessarily just want to lose overall weight. We want to preserve and protect our lean muscle mass, which weighs more than fat. So I'm more concerned about your body composition than I am the number on the scale. Yes, I do believe in weight resistance training. I think that's super important. But if you can drink ketones or do a keto diet or combine ketones with a lower carb diet, maybe throw in some fasting, lots of evidence that that helps with preserving and protecting your lean muscle mass. Another thing that ketones can do as we get older is help autophagy, clearing out dead, damaged cells, feeding your brain well, and improving your mood, improving your digestion. You can see how all of those things will combine to help your overall health. Ketones are great for better sleep. We did an episode several weeks ago about how important sleep is and how that's when your body restores and repairs and regenerates. So a keto lifestyle can lead to better sleep, which is going to help with your overall health and wellness. And having ketones in your body, whether by drinking them or doing a keto lifestyle with your diet, can also improve your skin. So, hey, who doesn't want better skin, right? I mean, it might seem like a minor thing, but it's basically our barrier that protects our internal organs. And it's also nice from a vanity perspective to have a smooth skin, clear skin, and a keto lifestyle can help with that. So you just get used to your normal. You just get used to feeling how you feel. Sometimes people don't even know that they're in a brain fog until they're not in a brain fog anymore. And you're like, oh my gosh, it's like going from black and white to color. It really is. I hope I've maybe brought out some things that you didn't know about a keto lifestyle and some benefits. Fat loss, weight loss, that gets a lot of attention, and that's good, and that can be important. But there are so many other important benefits to a keto lifestyle that sometimes don't get enough attention. So I hope this episode helped illuminate some of those other benefits. And if you haven't done a keto diet, if you're not doing a keto diet, maybe this will encourage you to try it out. Or if you're already doing a keto low carb diet, maybe this gives you that energy and that gumption to kind of stick with it and to continue making those good, healthy choices because of some of these benefits, so much more than weight loss. So you don't know where to start. We have a couple of options here. We have a real life keto challenge, which is a 21-day challenge where we take you into a keto diet by baby steps. We're also premiering in April our new keto lab group, Keto Lab, L-A-B, Keto Like a Boss. So it's teaching you to take ketones, drinking ketones, and to experience the benefit of having ketones in your body. But we're also providing exercises that you can do, video training on cutting out carbs from your diet that will help magnify the benefits that you get from drinking ketones. Hope this is helpful. Would love to see in the comments, what are your favorite benefits of the keto diet? Are there any of these benefits that I've discussed that have surprised you? I would love to see this. I'll talk to you later. Go create a better life.
Hey, quick question. Have you taken our 21-day real-life keto challenge yet? We've helped thousands create a healthier, happier lifestyle, and we'd love to help you find your real-life keto fit. We'll give you all the info, tools, and support you need to be successful. Join us now for fun keto, serious results.